Space News 95. Hello. Thank you for being here with me once more. I hope you are very well today. This is Mari, with another edition of Space News. Welcome to my channel. I take my information very seriously, and for whoever has eyes to see, I am writing this on the morning of August 8th, 2025, the first piece of news for today. And before we go into deeper things, last Tuesday, a large Alfreton shuttle with 75 people on board, which was on final approach to Hangar F in the Andromedan Space Station Vera, crashed into an Acturian heavy-duty work craft that was moving alongside the Space Station while repairing it after the recent unfortunate events that left it with heavy damage. After the impact, both crafts crashed into the Vera, destroying several levels, including some telecommunication areas, and an essential Muon antenna. 70 people were injured, who were expected to recover well. The wounded include people who are inside the Vera where the ships impacted. The cause of this crash is still unclear to me, as 24 hours later, last Wednesday, two Black Knight Alfreton fighter ships, flying in formation, crashed into each other while overflying Western Brazil at high altitude. Both ships managed to limp back to their base in the Vera for repairs. The four pilots and co-pilots had only minor injuries, and are expected to recover fast. The cause of this incident is said to be a thrust stabilizer malfunction. But my people in the Andromedan Space Station say that alcohol may have been a factor, and that the thruster malfunction is just a cover up. 9.8 out of every 10 incidents involving starships in Earth's orbit involve Alfretons. And even though they are by far the most numerous star race here, statistically, there are still too many crashes to explain why this is so. Although this may seem somewhat funny, especially when no one was seriously hurt, seven star races around Earth have declared that they do not want to be placed in orbits near Alfretons, nor do they want to maneuver near them. This reaction was started by the Arcturians after the last incident. The Alfreton High Command has stated that the reaction is unfair, and that they do not want to be ostracized. They blame the last incident on the Arcturians' heavy load crane ship suddenly moving fast when it first looked like it was not moving from the perspective of the shuttle, which had already taken for granted that it was a still object. The Arcturians, on the other hand, blame the incident on the Alfretons and their love for booze, which makes them prone to being parasitized by astral entities who need chaos. What I must say is that approaching and entering the Andromedan Vera has become very hazardous because of the large amount of heavy construction and repair equipment all around it, all belonging to the Arcturian Diesel Interplex. We noticed this well before this last mishap. The Triad, Antaria, Irma, and Tegeta or Scion Council remain neutral about this incident. Moving to something else, I declassified the following information. This is the direct result of the investigations and the research conducted by Tegeta and special operatives working directly on the surface of the Earth and in that exact area. You can see here why they are so essential. Mexico is a concentrating hub or hotspot for all the illegal activities of the entire Latin American region. All illegal substances, contraband of all kinds, and Lyrian trafficking concentrate in Mexico, as they attempt to pass them all towards the North American market. This is done at several levels, from the most basic one made up by common low-class criminals, to the highly organized cabal-sponsored trafficking equipped with high-velocity magnetic trains and elaborate dumb and tunneling systems that connect Mexico and Latin America with its North American counterparts. They all stop in above and underground Mexico before being organized and distributed to their North American destinations. The reason the United States wants to enter Mexico in a hostile manner is because of the same reason they invaded Afghanistan, and before that Laos and Cambodia, and Vietnam itself, although things are a bit more complicated there. And the reason is to control the production and distribution of illegal substances of all kinds. It's want to enter Mexico to fully control all the government forces and organizations, so they work in their favor for their drug and Lyrian trafficking industry, as some have gone rogue and are actually doing what they are supposed to do, while fighting for their own interests, all with different levels of corruption. This had led to an unprecedented wave of Mexican military personnel resigning from their jobs. The governments themselves, the cabal, are who sponsor and cause drug trafficking. It is their business model, There is a lot of money involved in drug and lyrium trafficking, and the corrupt governments want to benefit from it. This is at a level that still uses money, because higher above in the cabal's ranks, they do not use it directly and only as a method to manipulate their puppet politicians and the people. The amount of illegal substances like opium is coming into North America, using its nuclear submarine fleet, at least since 1960s. The war on drugs is another lie, and it is only used to manipulate the people even more. It's mostly theater, and this explains why Western governments supposedly spend so much money and resources to fight drug trafficking, but don't bother addressing the issue of reducing the demand by directly helping people with an addiction to them. It may be mostly theater, but real fight for regional control do take place. All large drug cartels in Mexico are being directly led by special forces operatives, like Navy SEALs and Delta Force, who only use known drug lords as a mask for their operations, and it is those who take a fall for them whenever it is necessary. Those cabal special forces operatives give their orders down to the corrupt regional army commanders and police, who in turn manage and lead low-grade criminal suborganizations with them mostly made up of Central American mercenaries. Exactly like the ones used to invade the Andromedan space station Vera, the Mexican Navy is the one which is apparently the least corrupt of those local government organizations, but it is not clean either. Whenever a cartel is fragmented into smaller ones, because one or another drug commander wants to be independent, is when a small war starts. And as so many have recently fragmented in Mexico, the central cabal government wants to send a large force to suppress that fragmentation, all to ensure the monopoly over the illegal drug industry and its billion-dollar profits. The war on drugs is only to suppress those who are not obeying the larger cartels, which are completely under cabal control. Not all cabal military know this, depending on their need-to-know level, and this causes some operations and attacks to take place among the same cabal military, as they cannot always know who is who. There have been incidents where an airborne helicopter attack was being organized by the military against a cartel, which is being run by cabal special forces operatives, who, in the last minute, get a call from their high command to inform them that there is an attack inbound, so they can hide on time. I talk about drugs here, but all this includes lyrium trafficking, which has become even more profitable than psychotropic substances when involving young ones, especially females, and it uses the same criminal infrastructure. Cabal government are in on this, and that is why they only make believe that they are working against the problem when they are the ones causing it, and on an industrial scale. And we have found out a lot more details about all this, details which are best that I do not share. This is why the cabal government is so aggressive against Mexico lately, and is augmenting its power and actions all over the globe, as they know that there is another player that can best them. Mexico is the biggest hub for all this illegal activity, but there are other hubs we have also detected, one in the Middle East. I can't say where on YouTube, but that alone is a clue for you to know, another in Ukraine, and yet another in Thailand, among other smaller ones, all of which I might disclose shortly, as I did today for Mexico. This will be all for today. As always, thank you for watching my video, and for liking, sharing, and subscribing for more. It helps this channel grow a lot, and I hope to see you here next time. With much love and appreciation, your friend, Mari.